Bosha, what is good, guys? It is your boy, Sotico. And we are back on the block that we call Star Wars, the Archives Podcast. If that doesn't make you hype, if that doesn't get you out of your chair, I don't know what does. Before we get going, I do need to address the elephant in the room. Yes, this is a Sunday night. A silly Sunday night stream. Yes, we are live on Twitch. What? YouTube? What? Still not live on TikTok. I don't know. Should we go live on TikTok with this, guys? Let me know in the comment section. Let me know in the chat. I don't know. I've been mulling it over. I've been thinking about it. It's came up in discussions. And I know what you guys are thinking. So it's Ego. Top 5 coolest guy all time. Is that a new shirt? Yes, it is. Got it today. Had a good day today, you know. Made the most of it. Hung out with family. Played some football. Went shopping. Texted the missus. Feeling good. Played some Grand Arena Championships. We're going to check in with that right now. See how we're doing. We did great, and this is in the Glow Sticks and Spaceships video game that I do play on occasion. Felt great. You know, when I was out playing the football, I had a scare earlier this week. I was thinking, did I possibly break my foot? Well, the results came back. We're all gravy. Nothing broken. It's called minor fasciitis. And hearing it, I was like, whew, dodge the bullet. You know? Dodge the bullet. And I just want to announce that the back wall trap indeed worked. We're going to win Grand Arena Championships. God bless. We needed that. We needed it. Definitely needed it. We might be joined by some of the boys. At least maybe one of the boys at some point. Have to wait and see. MJ was literally about to hop in. But his kids are needing their father. So, all good on my end. We're chilling and we're ready to rumble. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bad Batch to kick things off. It is the flavor of the month right now. It is what is being talked about right now. We're going to talk about Andor, as there is some Andor and Ahsoka news. And a bunch of discourse happening. A bunch of discourse happening with these shows, and I'm really excited for it. Really excited to see you getting more used to the glasses yet, asks Big Jugs. Am I getting used to the glasses? I would say I'm getting there. I also want to apologize. I didn't see your message because I was in the midst of setting things up. Glad you're here. Welcome to the stream. How you doing? Hopefully you're doing well. Am I getting used to them? We'll see, man. We'll see. We will see. It's It's all right. I have to keep monitoring my cat because he's kind of dumb. I love him, but he's kind of dumb. And he likes to knock over his water dish.
Luke. 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 Please don't do that.
Oh, he's knocking it over. Oh my God.
Hey, don't knock it over. What are you doing? Now you add water. Now you have to come and say
hi. Oh, heavens. Heavens, heavens, heavens. These cats are buck wild. And I'm hoping that he just sits here and falls asleep. Because he is very tired. He is. Oh, look at those eyeballs. He's such a sweet little boy. Big jugs, it's just getting worse. I appreciate the patience, man. But yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Bad Batch. It is the flavor of the month right now. It is something that I'm enjoying. Something that a lot of people are enjoying. Okay, here's something that I do want to talk about. Why is there such a nitpicky culture? Why is there such a nitpicky culture with this stuff, man? Everyone's always looking for the bad in things. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got a lot of recoil on my latest video. A lot of recoil on a Reddit post. They're asking, what kind of theories do you like? Like, what's one theory that you love that you consider headcanon? And I'm like, oh, Luke's lightsaber crystal is Qui-Gon's. That comment, I want to say I got like 500 likes, right? So I made a video, made a post about it, and the amount of L nerds that were commenting, and they were like, actually, Luke got his crystal from a Rodian Jedi. It's like, bro, it's a theory video. We're talking about it. And the same people are talking about, oh, the sequels aren't canon. The sequels aren't canon. So if they can decanonize the sequels, which are movies, which are S tier importance of canonical content, why can't I say that merely I find a passage in a book to be insignificant and lame? Luke Skywalker canonically finding his crystal from a dead Rodian Jedi that he has no connection with, no intimate linear connection to. Why doesn't anyone else have an issue with that? So, listen, I'm not a canon denier. I'm not saying that the sequels aren't canon. I'm not saying that Heir to the Jedi isn't canon. I am simply saying that it's weak as hell. And I was not a fan of how Luke found his lightsaber crystal in canon. So I was like, ooh, what if it was Qui-Gon's? Same color. Obi-Wan Kenobi had Qui-Gon's lightsaber. It would all make sense. It would all make sense. And that got so much blowback from these... tools. These fedoras. And it's like... bro, I'm not here to start an argument. I'm literally just having a discussion about a theory. Those are the same gatekeepers that are telling people that if they like the sequels, then they don't know Star Wars. It's the same type of people that are saying that like Andor is boring. Or if you don't like Andor, you don't know cinema. It's those kind of people. And they're all creating a ring around us survivors, like an Attack of the Clones. And us survivors, we just like talking about Star Wars. We like talking about life, you know? It doesn't have to be that deep, and it never needs to get that deep. And the fact that people keep making stuff like that deep is, it's just sad. It's just so sad. You went down, bug? Ah! Text my missus. Let her know I'm live. It's a really cool day today. You know, St. Patrick's Day is the 17th of March. 3 is my favorite number. 17 is my missus's favorite number. Yeah, but hey, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep. I'm not going to lose sleep over some goons, you know. Gatekeeping goons. It's crazy. And I've gotten a lot of hate. My time as a YouTuber, I've gotten a lot of hate. And it's all wild, you know. It's all wild. I've gotten hate for how I look. I've gotten hate for... how I talk, how I entertain. I've gotten hate for opinions I have. I've gotten hate thrown towards my family anonymously. None of it has made me lose sleep. And I think that's what ultimately bothers folks. I don't lose sleep over this, you know. Because these people don't know me. These people don't know me. They don't walk a mile in my shoes. They don't know what I go through. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. I'm just a kid from the mean streets of Lake Stevens, Washington. Loves sports, loves Star Wars, loves art. Loves his missus, loves his family. Loves working hard, loves achieving his goals. Loves God. Fears God. Loves building things. Everything else doesn't matter to me. You know? It is what it is. A wise man once said, only worry about what you can worry about. Don't worry about what you can't worry about. And it's like, yeah, I get it. It took me a while. I'm still an overthinker, but I'm an empath, you know? I'm an empath. Right now, someone very, very important to me is going through a very, very rough spell. And I feel it in my bones, bro. All you want to do is help this person. All you want to do is do whatever you can and just be there for them. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do. Because you gotta let life take its course, like people say, you know? You gotta let life do its thing. People are just weird. No point entertaining them, honestly, says Big Jugs. I agree. And that's also... that's the salient point, you know? It's a salient point. Is this a Star Wars podcast?
Yes, obviously.
But is it just a Star Wars podcast? No. We're here to talk about life, mental health, whatever's going on. Here to have fun. And it's crazy because you can't explain that kind of thing to somebody, because everyone that I've encountered, everyone that I've spoke to about what I do, they're just kind of short-sighted. It's different when you have someone that's of like mind as you, right? I could talk to my missus all day, every day, because she is more creative than me. She's more brilliant than me. She's smarter than me. She's just as funny as me. I think we're neck and neck in terms of the funny stuff. But it's like those conversations that her and I have, it makes sense of the things that I'm trying to make sense of in my own mind. You know? I'm just like, life is so simple when you break it down. It's so simple. Just do the right thing. Be a good person. Today, I had an opportunity be a scumbag. I was walking off the field when I was playing football. Someone who was on the field kicked the ball towards me. They didn't say heads up. They didn't say watch out. It barely missed me. And I was like, they didn't say heads up. Should I get their ball for them? Yeah, I'll get their ball for them. It's the right thing to do. It's the nice thing to do. I'll get their ball for them. And it's like, you have every opportunity to be a bad person. You have every opportunity to make bad decisions. And it's truly what separates good people from bad people. Is just having the right heart. Something else I did today. I never talk about doing this stuff because there's no point. I got a beverage from I got a to-go beverage with my meal when I was some friends. Got a refill to go. Gave that refill to a homeless person on the corner of the highway, you know? Because they could use it way more than I could. And it was free, and it's the right thing to do. Help each other out. And I never talk about that stuff because bragging about being a good person isn't what makes you a good person. It's having the integrity to do the right things when no one is looking. When no one is watching. When the cameras aren't rolling. When you're not with the people you're talking about. when you're not with your family, when you're not with your partner, doing the right thing when no one's looking. That's integrity. And I would say that maybe there's a lack of integrity going around, because you can't be a hypocrite in your opinions, stating that the sequels aren't canon, but I cannot have a problem with a small passage in a book. That's all I'm saying. That's all that tangent was about. Hope it makes sense. You know, there's good people, there's bad people. There's people that make the right decisions, people that make the wrong decisions. There's gatekeepers, and there's peacekeepers. You know, you decide what you want to be. You wake up and you choose every single day. You're going to be a good person or a bad person. You make those choices. No one's putting a blaster to the dome and telling you to be a scumbag. No one's putting a blaster to the dome telling you to talk crap and hate on a person that you don't know. Because if you do that, you're a worm. You eat what you poop. You poop what you eat. You live in the dirt. You die in the dirt. Don't be a worm. Don't be a scumbag. Don't be a bad person. Just get a life. Find a new hobby. If you feel the need to gatekeep, probably find a new hobby. And above all else, just stop worrying about things that you can't control. Because, hey, at the end of the day, it's God's plan. And it's like the Force. It's like the Force. Darth Plagueis. Darth Sidious. They were trying to manipulate the Force. They were trying to manipulate the Force to extend their lives. To breathe air into the dark side. They're trying to manipulate it. So what did the Force do? It countered back and created the most powerful, to that point, created the most powerful light side user to that point in existence. Anakin Skywalker. What up, Jar Jar Binks? Go. Jar Jar Binks, Galaxy of Heroes. He says, Misa just chilling. And then he put that worm Grogu. How you doing, buddy? If you have any questions, feel free to chuck them in the chat. We love answering questions here. It's my answering questions might be my favorite thing in the world. Like my favorite interim activity. Is that fair to say? Because my favorite thing in the world is making the people that I love happy. That's my goal. And I do want to preface, I love myself, so I love making myself happy. You know, you have to find happiness. You have to love yourself before you can allow others to do so. And I feel like in the past 24 months, I've really come into my own. Because this is my vessel. I've lived in it 26 years. Hopefully going to be around for at least another 3 times that much. That'd be cool. It's cool, man. It's really cool. I live in the present with an eye to the future, and I try to keep my heart out of the past, because you can't focus on what you can't control, what you can't change. You know, just like if someone was making fun of you for your skin color, for your ethnicity, for your nationality, you can't change that. So that's not on you, and that's nothing to make fun of someone for. You can't change the past. There's nothing that you can do. And you can't regret things. There's two very powerful, addictive drugs in this world. And that's regret and nostalgia. Oftentimes they intervene and intertwine. And it gets tricky and it gets toxic and it's just a slippery slope. And you hear that when Yoda tells Luke, always to the future you are looking, never here in the moment. And I think that resonates with a lot of us, because I think it shows Yoda's growth as well. If you look at Yoda, man, he was delusional. When I watch episodes 1 through 3, I look at Yoda and I'm like, this is a typical politician that is old, that is delusional, doesn't really know what they're doing anymore, doesn't really know what they're talking about. And it's from his greatest mistake. It's from his greatest mistake. The fall of the Jedi Order at his responsibility that awakens him to his own flaws. And he sees that the errors of his way, he can't change. So he needs to focus here and now for the betterment of the future, a la Luke Skywalker. If Yoda was really, really that much of an unchanged man, he wouldn't have trained Luke. And you saw, he almost talked himself out of it. Too old. The boy is too old. He will learn patience. I love Empire Strikes Back, man. That's got to be one of the best movies of all time. Like, not even Star Wars, just movies. Toe to toe. I have seen Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker, Rogue One in theaters. I've seen 7 of the 11 movies in theaters. I'll be tacking off The Phantom Menace this May. And I heard rumors. By the way, what up, Anakin Lava Crawler? What Yoda says goes, such a wise creature. I think in the end he is a wise guy due to his errors. But there's a rumor that the original 6 films will be in theaters. If this is true, this is big. This is big. This is huge. We have a video from Echo Base Network. We're going to watch it right now. We're going to listen to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of you have wanted this for a long time, and it's actually happening. Star Wars original and prequel trilogies to release 4K restorations in movie theaters this coming May during Star Wars Celebration. Star Wars fans will be treated to the original and prequel trilogies in 4K restorations this May. Are you going to go check that out? So this May, Star Wars fans will have the opportunity to experience the original and prequel trilogies, like we said, in 4K restorations in theaters as part of a momentous occasion in the franchise's journey. The upcoming theatrical showcase will provide fans with an immersive experience of the Star Wars universe just in time for the annual Star Wars Day on May the 4th. This announcement coincides with the 25th anniversary of Star Wars The Phantom Menace, which will hit theaters once again on May the 3rd. And you can see the graphic right here, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars, this is the May, they say. That's pretty catchy. A little twist there on The Mandalorian. Episode 2024, The Phantom Menace, we're getting it. 4K restoration in the theater, May the 4th. Glorious 4K restorations of the original trilogy come to the cinemas never before seen on the big screen.
So can't wait.
You can go see any of the Star Wars movies that you want to go.
I don't know if that's true, though. We're going to look into it. Because this is the only thing that I've seen, bro. This is the only thing that I've seen. This is the only place I've seen it. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, I am off work on weekends. I will be camping. I will be camping in those movie theaters. What up, Anakin? Lava Crawler in the YouTube stream as well. What up, Jay Cash? Hopefully you're doing well. So let me know what you guys are going to do. If these movies actually hit the theaters, would you sit in the theaters for... I'm guessing they do intermissions. I'm guessing they do like 15-minute, 30-minute intermissions. Two hours, 5 minutes. 2 hours, 8 minutes. 2 hours, 16 minutes. Oh no, come back. 2 hours, 17 minutes, 2 hours, 23 minutes, 2 hours, 21 minutes. So the prequels are over 7 hours. 7 hours, 1 minute, respectively. The do or do not. Original trilogies are just under 6.5 hours. So 6.5 hours on one day. Seven hours the next. Would you guys spend, let's say they do 30-minute intermissions, 7.5 hours and 8 hours in a movie theater? Whew. I probably will, and I'll get yelled at for it. Literally, it is a 9 to 5. It is a 9 to 5. I bet the tickets would probably be like $30 as well to see all three of them. Or you can pick and choose, you know, you can pick and choose. That'd be sick though. That'd be pretty cool. It'd be easy for me, you know. I'm in a long distance relationship. My missus is 8 hours ahead of me. So she goes to bed around, you know, 4, 5 p.m. for me. So it'd give me something to do. It'd give me something to do. Wouldn't be mad about it. Wouldn't be mad about it. Yeah. Yeah, she's in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. That was Australian. But yeah, she's in the UK. I'm probably gonna go. We'll see. I am going in October. Hans Zimmer, the famous composer of the likes of Interstellar, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dune. I'm going to be going to his live orchestral performance. I asked my brother if he wanted to go. He said he would rather watch two men make love than go and see an orchestral performance. So there's that. We met on Hinge. I have a buddy from Scotland. He said that there's no fit birds in his town, and she was the third girl that came across my screen on Hinge. The first one that I liked, the last one that I liked. When I saw her eyes, bro, I knew from that moment that I was going to marry this woman. I knew it. And to this day, my mind has not been changed. She's the most beautiful, brilliant human being that I've ever came across and that God has ever created. I love her to death and miss her so much. Haven't seen her since September. Think about her every single freaking day. She's always on my mind. Yeah. She got me this bracelet. Pretty cool. I love it. You know, like, as a dude, she could literally get me a rock, and I would cherish that. You know what I mean? I made a lovey joke analogy early on in our relationship, and I was like, you know, you're my pebble. You know how penguins protect their pebble? They cherish that pebble. They give it to their partner, and that's it. Like, all I ever want to do is love her and protect her and create a beautiful life with her. And she's my better half, 100%. She puts up with me. God bless her. Go check out her YouTube. It's Kathleen Alexandria. She does ASMR content. We have a video together on there. And it's so much fun. So much fun. But the cool thing about right here, right now, and if you're watching on YouTube, you see the thumbnail. You see it's Luke Skywalker. The cool thing about art, about creations, is you get to have kind of free reign with how you do stuff, what you do stuff with. I have not so much free reign. I'm writing a Star Wars book about a boy who don't want to give up too much. I do have a synopsis. I'll put the synopsis in the chat, but my book essentially is 11 years after the Battle of Endor and the fall of the Empire. A young boy on Tatooine named Nathan Kaiso is discovered by Jedi Master Luke Skywalker and brought to Ossus, where he is working to establish his Jedi Temple. Along with the rigorous training involved as a Jedi Padawan, Nathan must compete against his new best friend and fellow student Ben Solo. As the years grow on and their relationship begins to crack, Luke Skywalker must step in and attempt to heal the wounds before he loses them both. And this book is a love letter to Star Wars, to George Lucas, to Mark Hamill, to Luke Skywalker, to Ben Solo, Kylo Ren, and my absolute biggest supporter, my missus, you know? Anyone comes to you with this goofy idea, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna write a book. Oh, cool, what's it about? Oh, it's a Star Wars book. You either get laughed in your face or laughed in your face 99 times out of 10. Everyone that I've ever came in contact with, everyone I've ever talked with, everyone I've ever told, oh yeah, I'm working on a Star Wars book, they've always been super excited to hear about it. Which just goes to show how big of a reach Star Wars has and how much it's impacted and affected people as time goes on and as the years have gone on, you know? Whether you watched it as a kid, teen, adolescent, adult, like, there's something in there for everyone. And what my philosophy is, I don't want to write a Star Wars book. I want to write a great book within the galaxy of Star Wars. But at the same time, I really want to write a Star Wars book. I want to write George Lucas's characters. I want to know the ins and outs of these characters. So it's like George is writing this. You know, I want people to be hopeful. I want to tell lessons and stories and show that no matter where you come from, no matter what's holding you back, no matter what trauma you have to overcome, you can overcome it. You can get into a better situation. And it's possible. And that's what my book is about. My book is about showing people that you can do the impossible. And it's about giving people hope. Whether you're an adult, a kid, doesn't matter. Because everyone needs hope. And sometimes if all you're given is a sliver of hope, you got to hold on to it better than anyone. You gotta hold on to it for your life. Like, your life depends on it. And that's what my book is about. That's what my character, Nathan Kaiso, is all about. And I'm really, really excited to dive into it and keep writing. I'm gonna write after this podcast is up and over. Hop in the bath. Get my little iPad out. Write up a storm. But for now, we should probably talk about some Star Wars, as we've been rambling for about 45 minutes. So let's talk about Bad Batch. Let's talk about how freaking great it's been. And let's talk about how I really don't want them to bring tech back to life. Everyone is talking about tech being brought back to life. Everyone's wondering who the heck that, like, mystery clone Shadow X is. I don't think it's anybody particular. I don't think it's anyone significant. Genuinely, I think it's not what we should be focusing on right now. But I am curious to see where this story is enveloping, because I have no idea what we're supposed to be focusing on, because it's such a great show. And maybe it's not as organized in that fashion. Like, we get to see the digression of Crosshair, of Hunter, of Omega. And Wrecker's kind of there in the background, which makes me think Wrecker's not been so significant this season. I think we're going to lose Wrecker sometime here very soon. That's a prediction. It's not a spoiler. I don't do spoilers here. It's just a simple prediction. I think Wrecker is going to bite the dust sooner than we think. I think we get another 2-episode drop. I think there's an image. Yes. So we just got Infiltration and Extraction. We get Bad Territory this Tuesday, The Harbinger. And then we get episode 10 and episode 11 at the end. That's crazy. Now, that's not the end. Episode 15 is the end, and that's May the 1st. Which, I'm glad that they're ending it May the 1st, because there's no shot I'm watching of that Star Wars and then watching The Bad Batch, like, the next Tuesday. You know what I mean? There's no shot that I'm doing that. Luke. Hey, you already spilled your water, bug. You already spilled it, remember? Because you couldn't just drink it normally. Little cutie. Now, my question I want to pose to the chat, pose to you guys. What do you think that they're going to do with animation moving forward? Because this is it. I don't know, do we have a We're meant to be getting a Tales of the Jedi Season 2 this year. But that's it on the horizon for Star Wars animation, specifically the Clone Wars style. I know I harp on about this every podcast, man. I know I harp on about this every single podcast. But my brothers in Christ... will we get a original trilogy? Or I'd be so cool with the Clone Wars for the sequels. I would be so cool with the Clone Wars style show for the sequels, but I think it would be even cooler if we got it for the original trilogy, and then in like 10 years time, sequels. That'd be sick. Like, imagine the stories that they can tell. Episodes 4 and 5. In between there, you do a couple seasons. And then between episodes 5 and 6, you do a couple seasons. Right? Because you have to have Han Solo in there at the start. And then you have to have some seasons after where Han's not there anymore. He's in Carbonite. I think that would be really cool. I think we would all love to see that. I think it would be super important for telling more stories and doing it outside of books. Like, I'm not a book hater. I'm a book lover. I love books, and I think it's important to tell stories through books. But it's, I feel so much responsibility on my shoulders to tell this story. To tell the story of Luke Skywalker and Ben Solo and their fractured relationship. I feel that weight on my chest. And if you don't, you're lying. If you don't want to see that, you're lying. There's no chance, no chance in hell that you don't want to see a series like that. You don't want to see a show like that. There's no shot. And I can't wait to see the brilliance that Dave Filoni cooks up for Ahsoka Season 2, which was formally leaked / announced for 2025, along with Andor Season 2, which I can't wait for. Bro, I am so excited and I am so hyped. I love both of those shows. I'm going to start an Ahsoka rewatch here shortly to get a little bit of information on some ongoings of the New Republic and such at the time of my book. Because I put in so much hard work, so much dedication, so much insight, so much grinding in the archives.
What?
In the archives.
What?
In the archives to figure out and find out as much as I can about these characters, because it is a privilege, it is a duty to uphold the standards set by George Lucas in episodes 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, to tell the stories of his characters. I'm not telling, these aren't my characters. I have original characters. But listen, I just want to make a beautiful story. And I'm really excited for it. I'm really excited for it. Give me a minute. My niece just texted me. She's on the East Coast, so it's urgent. There we go. My niece just started streaming. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, go follow marbles_44. Super hyped for her. Super excited for her. Go follow my brother, Shabo_RL. Dude's hilarious. Top. I'd say he's probably a top 8 billion... top 8 billion funny person alive. You know, don't want to raise the stakes too high, don't want to gas up his ego too much. I'm a big fan of supporting those whom go out of their way to actively follow their dreams. And that is exactly what my niece is doing. It's exactly what my missus is doing. So just really proud of the both of them and really grateful to just see good people having good things happen for them. You know, it's nice. It's really nice to see. And I can't, it goes without saying that I am forever indebted and grateful to each and every one of you guys as well for just making this entire process such a fun and jubilant experience as we continue to, I like to say, continue to move the needle. That's my saying. I like to say continue to move the needle because that's what it feels like we're doing right now. That's what it feels like we're doing. And you know, if you're having fun, if you're making memories, that's all that matters, bro. That's all that matters. This is the 31st episode of the Archives Podcast. We've been having a great time on it. We've been having a great time doing it. And there's no end in sight. There's no end in sight. I spent some time making some dope backgrounds for all the boys, so they're all gonna have a dope background like this. No spoilers or anything, but we should have Van Seal on the podcast coming up very soon. Can't wait to have him back. We should have Ziskeg back on the podcast after 30 episodes of him not being on it. A little freaking dork. And I want to say, we've missed maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks total. So we're closer to the 1 year anniversary of the pod than we are away from it. Pretty hype for that. Not gonna lie. You guys know I love me some important dates. We just celebrated the big 30, which is a super important number to me. Something that I love. And we're hyped to get into it, man. We're hyped to get into it. So, something I want to talk about is Andor. Andor what, Judah would say. Andor was my favorite series that has ever dropped. I love the story. I love the characters. I love the everything about it, man. The way it was shot. The way it all unfolded, the arcs, it was captivating. It was really captivating. And it's my opinion, if Andor was simply called The Rebellion, it would be a much more popular show. We got to get off of these named after character shows. You can make those shows, but there's like no reason why Ahsoka, see, I know why Ahsoka was called Ahsoka and not Rebels Season 5, because they're not Rebels anymore. They're the Republic. They're the New Republic. And they can't call it the New Republic because it's all over the place. Which the show kind of is. You know, you get Captain Teva, you get Mon Mothma, you hear about Leia, you get C-3PO, you get to see a bunch of senatorial aristocrat BS, you get to see a lot of stuff. The Mandoverse is crazy. I don't think that they ever expected the Mandoverse to be this drastic, but imagine if they did. And there's been a lot of discourse and discrediting going on. And I just got to say, man, these people are getting paid the big bucks for a reason. Dave Filoni is him. Dave Filoni has mastered animation, came over to live action, and produced one of the greatest shows that Star Wars has ever had. And I just can't wait to see where the story goes, because there's endless possibilities. I can't wait to see what happens with Ezra Bridger. I can't wait to see what happens with Ahsoka Tano. I can't wait to see what happens with Sabine Wren. I can't wait to see what happens with Shin Hati and Baylan Skoll. I'm really excited to see all of that and a bag of chips, you know? Let me know what show you guys are most hyped for. Let me know what show you guys are most excited for. That's going to do it for this episode of the Archives Podcast. We'll save the mailbag and all that for next edition. We'll be back live on Wednesday on YouTube. Just felt like doing a podcast tonight, you know? Just felt like doing a podcast tonight. And we be chilling. See y'all next time.